What brought you to Little Norway for Little Norway?
Well, catching up with friends, I've heard a lot about the festival over the years, so it sounded like fun, and it's been pretty nonstop since the end of session, so it's nice to break away for at least a few days. And there's also a lot of fish politics I'm trying to tend to. I've worked a lot with Brian Lynch and PVOA and other Petersburg fishermen on region-wide issues, and it's nice to put faces to names.
And you grew up in Sitka?
Born and raised.
So you know fishing a little bit?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's I guess the composition of our fleet's a little, well, not all that different than that of Petersburg.
A lot more trollers anyway.
Yeah, my dad trolled for a few years in Sitka, and I filled in as a deckhand here and there. And it's what drives coastal communities' economies, and it's a hugely important issue, not just Southeast, but statewide. I mean, I was just in Dillingham, I think it was last week, and I mean, it's all drifters there, but I mean, it's what keeps Dillingham alive.
Well, much has been made of the fact that you're pretty young for being in the legislature. I won't harp on that, but because I think people have talked it up so much. But you're 24 now?
24 now, yeah.
Okay, and so, you know, you got into this with the idea of change. Is that the idea? Kind of maybe talk about a little bit about that. You know, what prompted you to take on this big a job this young in your life, I guess.
Well, I was concerned that the direction the state was headed, and especially sort of long term implications for, I mean, even generations well beyond my own, in that, I mean, really sound fiscal management of the state's budget, and I mean, to me, a huge component of that is the oil tax cut debate, and I was really concerned what the legislature prior to this one, at least the House of Representatives, had done in voting to pass about $2 billion a year tax cut with, you know, very little in the form of a guarantee or even, you know, commitments to produce more. There's no reason to think we're going to get more oil in the pipeline, yet we're still giving away this colossal sum of money. And that had me really concerned, and as frustrated the legislature had voted to pass something like that. And so I ran, and
It was passed in the House, but it was, I believe,
blocked
in the House, Senate.
Blocked in the Senate. So,
right.
Yeah.
At that point, it hadn't officially passed all the way through, but obviously it prompted your interest.
Correct, yeah. So it was the House of Representatives, and after sort of the dust from redistricting had settled, I was in a district where I guess if I were in office, I would be casting different votes than the incumbent. And offering sort of a different perspective on the future of Alaska, and I felt that was really important. And I mean, I'm trying to offer just as much high energy, sort of dynamic, proactive representation as possible, getting out to the communities, full and equal access to government. It's a huge district. There are 14 small communities sprinkled across Southeast Alaska, and then casting votes that I think represent sort of a prudent and conservative vision for the long-term future of Alaska.
That's an interesting use of the word conservative, because I think there's probably a debate over what conservative actually means. And I think that some folks look at conservative differently than other folks look at conservative. Maybe you can tell me, what do you consider conservative in terms of some of the recent decisions that have been debated in the legislature, like the tax cut?
Well, I mean, oil is an interesting issue that, I mean, doesn't normally enter the debate in the federal level, because the federal, I mean, it doesn't represent as big a share of the federal government's finances. But, I mean, really, it's an asset that we, the state, own. And it's a question of how much or what share of the profits from oil we are going to split with oil industry. And, I mean, giving away money is not conservative to me. The flip side is, and I mean, I think this is just as important, On the expenditure side of the state budget, I mean, it's really important that we buckle down, especially as, I mean, the fiscal outlook in the next decade and beyond is bleak. I mean, in a word, the budgets are going to be cut. I mean, these huge multi-billion-dollar surpluses of years past are gone, probably forever. And so, I mean, to me, conservative means not giving away billions of dollars to the oil industry, but also making sure that our state budget, you know, grows at a very conservative and low rate in years to come, because otherwise we're going to be making cuts in years beyond these next few years that are really going to hurt schools and roads and infrastructure and everything else.